So, hello everyone. Last year I presented our binding generator for C++ code to Ada. We promised you that it's going to be better than any existing solution, and we tried hard, but it isn't. And I'm going to explain why. So what did we say? We wanted to be better than existing solutions. We wanted to have to maintain the original C++ API layout. We wanted to have type safety. We wanted to have template support because this is what most of the existing solutions were lacking. And for this, we also had to implement things like C++ name mangling and so on. So how far did we get? Well, we got working template support to some extent. I showed a demo last year. We were able to bind these simple things like classes, namespaces, functions, pointers, function pointers, visibility like public, protected, and private. And also, at some point, we arrived at our own, probably not complete C++ name mangling implementation. So what are the things we didn't achieve? Well, one great but also really complex feature of C++ are partial template specializations. So this is something that we didn't make to work. Also, there are many things that we could have done with just more effort. Like there are many edge cases like type defs on specific types, or the auto keyword operator overlays, function templates, and so on. But there are also things we didn't even try to do until the point when we stopped, like destructors or multiple inheritance. So why is it hard? In an overview, well, they're both quite complex languages. Like Ada 2012 has 1,300 pages, and C and C++ together have around 2,000 pages of standard. So to make a complete generator, you have to understand it all and map it all one on another. And at some points, they are also inherently different. So C++ templates can be used for metaprogramming. They're actually Turing complete. Ada generics are not that versatile, which is in my mind is a good thing. Also, arrays, for example, in Ada, they are a separate type. They have a specific index type, and C++, the index is just the array itself is just a built-in construct, and the index is just a constant expression that is casted to whatever type is needed on compile time. So what doesn't work, or what is really hard to get right? Templates in C++, they are static. So when you have a template, you instantiate with a type name, T, for example, and then you use this type. So this is like an Ada generic with a private type. And as it is static, it generates its own symbol. And this symbol is mangled to prevent overlapping symbols. So we instantiate this template, and we have with integer. So we have the name A, which maps to this name A in the symbol. And the integer matches to this E in the symbol. The function name matches to this name in the symbol. And the other integer matches to this I in the symbol. The things between are start and end points for the names, and this set underscore set is like just this is a C++ mangled symbol. So we want to implement this as an Ada generic,